Is this too loud? It sounds loud to me, but is it okay? It's okay. All right, excellent. Have you ever thought that we should all be in the insane asylum? Today we're celebrating the Feast of St. Francis. And St. Francis, I've said it once or multiple times, is an absolute nut. All right? Say, you know, you couldn't have picked, folks, I don't know how many of you are here at the founding of this parish, you couldn't have picked a more nutty person to be your patron saint than St. Francis of Assisi. But isn't that true of every great spiritual master? Jesus wasn't really thought of, you know, well of in his time. He was killed by the religious leaders of his day and stuff. St. Francis was a nut. Or maybe we are all verifiably insane, and he was one of the first sane ones to know what life was about. Okay, so I'm going to back up. We'll get to that, finish up that thought in a bit. But I want to back up and talk about imitation, okay? It was one of the hallmarks of classical art training that you would spend time, especially beginning students, would spend time imitating the great masters. You would literally copy their famous pieces as best you could. It helped you notice the details. In fact, there's an art museum in Amsterdam that still has you do this. They discourage people from going through and taking pictures with their cell phones, not because of copyright stuff, but because they want people to slow down and pay attention to the details. So they hand you a sketch pad and a pencil when you walk in, and they invite you, whatever piece captures your heart and imagination, they invite you to try to copy it. And what happens? The piece opens up to you. You start noticing things that you never noticed before when you're starting to copy those details. And your appreciation from art, your perspective widens. It changes. What do kids do when they watch movies? Whether it's Harry Potter or... that's not just a kid's movie. What do I do when I watch Harry Potter? I go put on my robes, you know? That's right. I can't wait for Halloween to be here. Harry Potter or Raya or Tarzan, what do they do after they watch a movie? They pretend. They reenact it. They pretend like they're the characters, which means you want to give them a good... Tarzan's not a great movie to give them before bedtime when reenactment takes, you know, things like that. They're swinging from the... jumping from couch to couch. And so they reenact it. They imitate it. What happens when they imitate it? Do they lose their personalities? No. What happens? Their perspective on life, their appreciation of different virtues, of courage, it all broadens. That's how they grow, and that's how they become. If you took imitation away from human development, you'd get a bunch of formless blobs. But what have we done? What have we done with spirituality and art training, by the way, now? What we're worried about here in art training, in at least in the West, is copyright infringement and originality. Okay? That's what we're worried about. Instead of having people copy the great masters, we're worried about copyrights and making sure people are original. By the way, this has great pitfalls. This isn't normal in the course of human history, and it has great pitfalls. I got to do global student orientation at the seminary I went to. And so my friends during seminary were people from Ghana and India and Thailand and Burma. It was really wonderful. It was extraordinary learning from them and learning with them. And one of the things we had to emphasize was about plagiarism, that this was a big deal. They could be expelled, especially our students from the very Far East. The goal of education for them was to be able to copy verbatim their masters, their teachers. You were supposed to know their body of knowledge verbatim, and you had mastered it when you could, at the appropriate time, in the appropriate place, give the appropriate answer that came from your teacher. Did that just turn them into walking robots? Far from it. They had a basis from which to expand creatively. The Western world's kind of funny and goofy in this sense. So, coming to spirituality, what if we told people that, you know, be who you are? Now, I'm going to get there. I want you to be who you are. You could no more be Francis than Francis could be you, and God made you on purpose. That's a really good thing. But if you start out saying, just be you, well, what do I know about spirituality? That's just going to lead, it's the blind leading the blind at that point. Rather, what all the great spiritual masters have done have said, imitate, imitate, imitate. And it gives you the foundation to discover your own way that you gift the world. So I want to encourage you this morning to imitate Francis of Assisi. And to imitate, and who was Francis imitating? Jesus. Francis was trying to imitate Jesus. He was living what he thought Jesus would live like in the 12th century Italy. You know, he was trying to imitate Jesus. We can try to imitate Francis, or we can try to imitate Jesus, or you can try to imitate those spiritual people that have shined light into your life. We just had an evangelism conference here, and Bill DeVries said, I see now, it was my old professor that came, and he said, I see now where you get a lot of your style from. And I said, yep. And he couldn't have offered far from undercutting. That was the greatest compliment I could have received. It means I've learned something from Dr. Root. And hopefully then I embody that knowledge and that understanding, that wisdom in a way that's unique to me. So I want to encourage you to imitate Francis. How many of you know a little bit about Francis that you could even begin to imitate? How many of you know a lot about St. Francis? How many of you know nothing about St. Francis? That's awesome, because there's a lot on Google about St. Francis, and you can find out a lot about it. And there's books of every flavor written on St. Francis. You could find St. Francis the hippie. You can find St. Francis the devout Roman Catholic. You can find all sorts of St. Francis's, but learn something about St. Francis. But I'll share a few things about St. Francis, and don't be afraid. So now we get back to my opening comment. Maybe we're the crazy ones. Try these on in imitation. Rely on God for everything today and this week. St. Francis didn't know where his next bread or his next bed was coming from, as one person put it. He relied on God every day. Rely on God for everything today. See what happens. Hug really sick people. I'm not telling you to ignore the CDC here. All right? you know we're in a pandemic. But also, hug really sick people. That's what Francis did. He hugged lepers. He was terrified of lepers, by the way. He was raised as a young aristocrat. And he wanted nothing to do with them until Christ started working on his heart. Then he spent tons of time with them. Hug sick people. Try to negotiate peace in the war zones of your life. Try to negotiate peace in the war zones of your life. You know, St. Francis boarded a ship, took it to the Holy Land in the middle of the Crusades, the height of the Crusades, because he thought, maybe presumptuously, or maybe he was the only sane one there, that he could negotiate peace. With the help of the Holy Spirit, he was going to the Holy Land, and he was going to negotiate peace between Muslims and Christians. Was he the crazy one? Maybe not. He didn't succeed. But who knows what reverberations from his presence were there? Who knows how much worse it could have been? C.S. Lewis once said, if you see a person in church that you know is just a bad character and you're tempted to think, look at that hypocrite, maybe you should say, I wonder how bad that person would be without Christ in their life. Right? You never know how God's working on people. Keeps us from judging. Give it all away. Just give as much away today as you can. See what happens. Sleep in a church praying during the night. By the way, if any of you want to do this, I know St. Francis would be blessed. I'll open the door for you. I'll make sure you're locked in, you're safe in here, all right? I'll wake you up in the morning and send you home. If any of you want to do this, St. Francis the crazy one, sleeping in the church praying for the world? I don't know. Who knows the effects of his prayers on the world? Tell the truth to rich people. Tell the truth to prostitutes. Tell the truth to everyone you meet. And ask everyone you meet to repent. And when you do so, tell everyone that God loves them personally. Talk to animals. Again, Francis the crazy one. Only way to know is to try it out. Take off all your clothes and run off into the woods. Oh, don't imitate that part of him. I should have crossed that one out. That's one. Just please don't imitate. He did do that, but don't imitate that part of him. Does this list sound crazy to you? If it sounds crazy to you, I want to submit to you, maybe it's because we're all crazy. And as Anthony DeMello said, there's just enough of us doing the same craziness that we don't commit each other. Maybe St. Francis, maybe Jesus knew. But the only way to find out, you know the only way to find out? Let's try it, yeah. Is to be brave enough to try it. That's right. I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. I'm not interested in any theology that doesn't work. If it doesn't work in life and bring about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, if a theology doesn't bring about those things, either it's bad theology, no matter how many theologians spout it off, or you've misapplied it. Good theology works. The only way to know is to try it out. Here's the paradox that I'm going to leave you with, all right? Here's the paradox that I'm going to leave you with. When we imitate others who are worthy of imitation, most of all Jesus, our worldview expands, our perspective widens, and we can better be ourselves. When we imitate others who are worthy of imitation, our worldview expands, our perspective widens, and we become a better version of ourselves. Take it for what it's worth, all right? Try it out, or don't try it out. I leave this with you. Francis left us with his life and legacy to do with what we will. We're in the hands of God. Amen.